Serving fans throughout the Midwest and even more around the world, this is the Show Me Sports Network. The following is an exclusive broadcast property presentation of the Show Me Sports Network and is a high-fidelity, all-digital broadcast. This broadcast is copyrighted by the Show Me Sports Network for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without the Show Me Sports Network's written consent is prohibited.
Time for area high school baseball on the Show Me Sports Network. This is the area high school baseball pregame show on the exclusive broadcast of the Show Me Sports Network. We'll recap last game's highlights and set the stage for first pitch, all while we get set to bring you the exciting play-by-play action of area high school baseball. The best broadcast coverage in Mid-Missouri is on the air as Blake Gazaway and the crew are ready in the broadcast booth. Exclusive pregame coverage of area high school baseball is brought to you by Boone County Journal, Eddie Goodell Society, Han Custom Laser Engraving, LLC, Last Sentinel Firearms, Retrieving Freedom, and Sawdust Studios. The excitement is building in the stands and the tension is rising in the dugout as first pitch is just around the corner. You're listening to exclusive coverage of area high school baseball on the Show Me Sports Network. Now here's the voice of the Show Me Sports Network, Blake Gazaway.
Well, hello and welcome in to the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of high school baseball. I'm Austin Thomas on the call today, and unfortunately, a little bit of a late start. Apologies for that. However, we are on the air now, and I've got a little bit to catch you up on. We're here in the bottom of the first inning as Hallsville takes on Eugene in the Eugene Quad, an exciting matchup between these two teams. It's currently 2-0 Eugene as a walk is taken, and all of a sudden, you see a runner on first and second for Eugene. They've scored twice already in this inning. You saw the leadoff man and the second batter up for Eugene both come in and score. The leadoff was Sam Schulte, and behind him was Ryan Lepper. Those two went ahead and scored on two kind of ground-out RBIs. Following that up, you saw Cole Bradley get the first RBI. He knocked in the first run and then followed that up with Colby Wren, who knocked in the second run of the inning. And now runners on first and second after back-to-back walks by Hallsville's number 24, Landon Cunningham, who's on the mound. Unfortunately for the Indians, they were not able to score in their top of the first inning. And swing and a miss there, as up at the plate now is Garrett Wood. Drew Hart is on first base, and on second base currently it's Mason Kempker. Pitch is high, makes it a 2-2 count. And Garrett Wood, a junior for Eugene, had a pretty good plate appearance so far against Cunningham. Here's the pitch. It's swung on, sent back up the middle. It's a soft roller. Throwing it over to first base is the shortstop right in time. And Hallsville gets out of that one without any further damage. But still in that inning, a tough go-around for the Indians as you saw the Eagles score two runs, a pretty impressive inning from them. They had four base runners on the base paths. You saw two runs on one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. We'll be back with the second inning of action for you, the full inning, here on the Show Me Sports Network coming up after this.
Since 1951, Wren's Automotive has been the leader in complete automotive and tire services, proudly serving the Ashland community and southern Boone County area. Servicing all makes and models of vehicles, customer satisfaction is their top priority. If your vehicle leaves you stranded, no need to worry, as Wren's Automotive offers 24-hour towing services. To schedule an appointment, appointment. Call 573-657-4614 or stop by and see Terry, Peggy, Derek, and the crew at 124 East Broadway in Ashland. Renz Automotive, your full-service automotive repair shop for over 70 years.
Well, hello and welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Hallsville baseball as they take on the Eugene Eagles here in the Eugene Quad. It is a quadruple header that will be on the Show Me Sports Network today here from the Eugene Quad. All four games that are being played today at Eugene will be broadcast here. As I mentioned, unfortunately, a late start to this game, but we will be on the air for the entirety of the next few games. And, well, to recap Hallsville's first three plate appearances, it was three consecutive strikeouts to start the game. Hallsville was hoping for some better plate appearances there. Unfortunately, they weren't able to get that, but a great start to the game on the mound for Eugene. And really good pitching from Grady Richard, the senior for the Eagles. Richard gets set on the mound. He fires. It's going right over to first base. And a nice snag by the first baseman, Colby Wren, to step on the bag and retire Braden Matheny. So Matheny's the first out. And also the first time that the Indians did not go down on a strikeout. Despite it not being an out, as that pitch is swung on and sent foul down the first base side. Well, Hallsville will be glad that they didn't have to strike out right there, but you can't expect to strike out everyone if you're Richard. That pitch is in there for strike number two. Makes it an 0-2 count. So here's the 0-2. That pitch is low, swung on and missed. Another strikeout for Richard, and he is just dominating right now. Strikes out Ethan Biddle from Hallsville. And now it will bring up number 27, Jake Crane, batting sixth for the Indians today. Crane has been pretty good this season. He's looking at that first pitch for strike one. It was right on that top edge of the strike zone. A great pitch from Richard right there. Makes the count 0-1. That pitch also in there for strike number two. Both of them looking from Jake Crane. He hasn't swung the bat yet. Potentially likely here as it's an 0-2 count. He swings and misses on a curveball in the dirt. Oh, man, Grady Richard is playing phenomenal right now. And he gets Jake Crane to go down on strikes. Another phenomenal inning. 1-2-3. He had two strikeouts that inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for the Hallsville Indians. It's 2-0 Eugene at the middle of the second inning. We're going to hit a quick break. And when we come back, we've got more baseball for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Seeking to express your unique style? How about healthier, clearer skin? Look no further than Mary Kay. For more than 60 years, Mary Kay has been offering a wide range of high-quality makeup and skincare products that empower you to shine and stand out in any setting. From luscious lipsticks to vibrant eyeshadows, flawless foundations to glowing highlights, moisturizing serum to blemish and acne regimens, Mary Kay's got you covered. If you don't have a Mary Kay beauty consultant, then I've got you covered. To get your best skin, call me, Cassandra Gasway, today at 417-684-2667 or visit online at marykay.com/CassandraGasway.
Well, hello and welcome back in to more Hallsville baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network. I'm Austin Thomas on the call, and it's a 2-0 Eugene lead as they step back up to the plate. Leading off the inning is going to be number 17 for them, Colin Muller. A really impressive first inning from the Eagles. Put them ahead by two, although they left two stranded to end the inning. So maybe we're even looking for more. We're going to have to see what Landon Cunningham's going to do to try and bounce back after a bit of a rough inning, I'll say. Jace Watson-Thews is the catcher behind the plate. So now stepping up, it's Colin Muller. Again, we are in the bottom of the second inning here, and Hallsville is down 2-0. Eugene scored twice on some RBI groundouts as that first pitch is just high, or they will say it is in there for strike number one. Looking down to the first base side, and they're going to say he swung on the check swing. So now brings the count to 0-2. Cunningham starting off back-to-back strikes. He's looking to get the strikeout here, but just high on that pitch. Missed the glove of Watson-Thews behind home plate and makes it a 1-2 count. Nobody on the base pass, so it doesn't really matter that it missed the glove of the catcher. It's the leadoff batter here. That pitch is going to hit him square on the shoulder. Colin Muller taking one for the team right there. And, well, maybe Coach will be proud of that one, but that one was way inside. Not a great pitch from Landon Cunningham. Was really hoping to get some a better plate appearance right there whenever you have a guy down 0-2. And unfortunate for him, but will definitely be taken by Eugene. Now stepping up to the plate, it's Chase Morrow. Chase Morrow in the 9-hole for today's game, but he's going to see if he can prove that everyone on this Eugene team can hit, and a pickoff attempt over at first base will not be in time. Sliding in back safely was Muller. Looking down at home, and a high bunt attempt. Pitch was a fastball above the zone, and Morrow tried to reach up for that, missed the ball, and that's going to be strike number one. Here's the pitch. It's taking second base, throwing all the way down there, but nobody was there for the throw, and that is just going to be a stolen base for Colin Muller. A nice steal. Definitely love to get those a-going, and now that's a runner in scoring position with no outs for Eugene. This is not a great position for Hallsville to be in, but Eugene's got to make sure they come through. Chase Morrow at the plate before it gets right back up to the top of the order with Sam Schulte. That pitch swung on, sent over to first base, and just going to step on the bag, Will Ewens, and the runner does advance. So Colin Muller moves over to third base. He's now just 90 feet away from scoring a third run for Eugene. Still only in the second inning. And stepping up to the plate, it's Sam Schulte. Definitely a key position for Eugene right now. Here's a pitch from Cunningham. It is low and below the strike zone. They're going to call that ball number one. Schulte had a leadoff single to start off the game and came around to score on the RBI from Cole Bradley. So here's the pitch, and that one will be in there for strike number one. Makes it a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. That is low and outside. It's going to be ball number two. Makes it a 2-1 count now to Schulte. Again, a runner on third base. So really just trying to put this ball in play right now. After Morrow was able to move him along the base paths. And that pitch is on top of and swung back into the fencing. Evens the count 2-2. Nice spot for Cunningham to be in. Almost needing the strikeout in this situation. It's very likely that any ball put in play that isn't a pop-up is going to result in a run. Two balls, two strikes, second inning, it's 2-0. The swing and a miss, it's in the dirt, and tagged out after it wasn't caught by Watson Theus, but that is going to be a strikeout for Cunningham. His first strikeout of the game comes in a key situation. That's got to feel good for Cunningham. And now stepping up to the plate, it's Ryan Lepper. Two away here in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. It's in there for strike number one. Cunningham has been able to find his control a lot more this inning. He had three walks last inning. He did hit one batter with a pitch this inning, but that was really one poor pitch as that pitch is swung on, sent over to the left field, and that one's going to score one run, rounding first and kind of stopping halfway and then running back. So it's going to be a single for Ryan Lepper. He's now one for one on the game and has a nice RBI, puts Eugene up 3-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Again, a really nice start for the Eagles. They're just hoping they can keep this momentum rolling throughout the game. Ryan Lepper walked in his first plate appearance and then came around to score. He now hit a single and is on first. So if history repeats itself, he might come around to score again. Cole Bradley at the plate. He grounded out his first plate appearance. But in that ground out, he did hit an RBI. He ended up scoring Sam Schulte. That pitch in there for a strike. Makes it a 0-1 count. Eyeing down his catcher, Cunningham gets set. He fires a stolen base attempt. It's high. The throw down there, it's just late. And that'll be a nice stolen bag by Lepper to put himself into scoring position. He's looking to score his second run of the game, and Eugene's fourth, if there's a hit from Cole Bradley. Two away here, though. It's a 1-1 count. Pitch in there on the outside edge. It's strike two, brings the count 1-2. Again, another key position here for Eugene. They're trying to kind of take out all of Hallsville's momentum as early as they can, it seems like, right now, and this would be a great time to do it. And a huge leap in front on the stolen bag, and that's going to be an easy stolen base for Ryan Lepper. And the pitch was a ball, so no strikeout, no ending the inning. Good, smart take from Cole Bradley. And now the 2-2, runner on third base, two away. That pitch is high and inside. It's over the head of Bradley, back to the backstop. It's ball three, loads the count 3-2. Ryan Lepper's got three stolen bases in just this one game so far, and we're only in the second inning. More than a stolen base in inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. That's strike number three, and that will do it for Cole Bradley and the Eagles. At the end of the second inning, in that inning alone, there was one run scored on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. It's 3-0 Eugene at the end of two. We're going to hit a quick break here. When we come back, we've got the third inning of action for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Running out of some of your favorite Avon products and haven't seen an Avon brochure in quite some time? No need to worry. Avon Independent Sales Representative Michelle Cartier can help with your Skin So Soft makeup, jewelry, fragrance, and skincare needs. Avon now carries cleaning supplies, clothing, daily essentials, and several small LG electronic items. You now have the opportunity to shop online 24/7 and have your order shipped directly to your front door by shopping with Michelle at mcartier.avonrepresentative.com or find her on Facebook by searching Avon Cartier.
Well, hello and welcome back in to the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Hallsville baseball. I'm Austin Thomas on the call today. It's 3-0 Eugene. We are in the top of the third inning, and stepping up to the plate for Hallsville is going to be number 24 for them, Landon Cunningham, the pitcher in the game today. Both pitchers, number 24, going up against each other. That one's kind of popped up into foul territory, running and not making the catch. It's going to fall in between the first baseman and the right fielder. So an 0-1 count now. Cunningham's first plate appearance here is the Indians have gone down 1-2-3 the first two innings. That pitch is going to miss outside for ball number one. Makes it a 1-1 count. Here comes the 1-1. It's swung on, sent over to shortstop right there. He makes the play, throwing over to first base, and that's out number one. And another out for Grady Richard, who has just been phenomenal to start this game, inducing poor contact there. The grounder right over to shortstop. And now it's going to bring up number seven for Hallsville. That is Jace Watson-Thews. Pitch is going to miss for ball number one. That pitch is also going to miss. So all of a sudden, it is a 2-0 count. One of the first times you've seen Richard fall behind like that, although he gets right back with strike number one. 2-1 count now to Watson-Thews. Hoping to get on base here, and a big swing and a miss from the catcher. Brings it to a 2-2 count. He was really hoping to get some good contact on that one. But now the 2-2, fastball is just going to miss for ball number three. Makes it a 3-2 count. Now that one looked like a good pitch from my angle, but I am not right behind home plate. That pitch, though, is in there for strike number three. He goes down looking. And that is the second out of the inning for Hallsville. And now they are down to their nine-hole batter. It is the first baseman, Will Ewens, who steps up to the plate. Ewens, the senior. That pitch is watched for strike number one. And that pitch swung on, dribbler down the third base line, but it rolls foul before the third baseman can run up on that. And now Richard looks at home. Here's the 0-2. It is inside for ball one. A nice take from Ewens with the 0-2 count. Very tough to do for high schoolers to take a pitch on an 0-2. That pitch swung on an inside pitch, going over to third base, throwing over to first. The throw is high, but catching it and stepping on the bag is the first baseman, and that is going to do that. A nice defensive play. Could have been the first base runner, but it was not, and that will end the inning. Yet another 1-2-3 inning, and six strikeouts on the game now for Grady Richard. Just absolute domination so far in this game. Zero runs, zero hits, zero errors, zero left on base that inning. It's 3-0 Eugene at the end of in the middle of the third inning. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we've got more baseball for you. The bottom of the third comes up next here on the Show Me Sports Network.
At the Boone County Journal, we're with you all the way. We know that you're more than just a subscriber. You're an employer. You're a parent. You're a neighbor. Most importantly, you're a community member. It's our goal to provide you with the latest news, sports, opinions, obituaries, classifieds, and more to keep you informed about your community. To find out more about the Boone County Journal or to subscribe, call 573-657-2334 or visit bocojo.com. The Boone County Journal. We're with you all the way.
Well, hello and welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Hallsville baseball. I'm Austin Thomas on the call today, and we're in the bottom of the third inning. It's 3-0 for Eugene as Landon Cunningham on the mound today. He earned the start, has struggled a bit with control in this game, although definitely had a much better inning last time around, much improved on that first inning. He did allow one run last inning, and Eugene sits up 3-0 now, but hoping for his first shutout inning. And stepping up to the plate to lead off is going to be Colby Wren. Wren got an RBI in his first plate appearance. The ground out over to third base did bring home the runner. And here's the first pitch of the plate appearance, and that one's going to miss outside and high for ball number one. So Colby Wren's going to look to keep the momentum alive for Eugene, even though, again, Cunningham has seemed to find a little bit more as that pitch has popped up foul back over the backstop and nearly hitting the batting cages. So now a 1-1 count to Wren. That pitch swung on, sent over the third base side into left field. It might drop. And the call is just foul. Can't really see down that third baseline, unfortunately. Tough spot to watch for, but they will call it a foul ball. So now 1-2. Cunningham gets set. He fires a curveball. It's going to miss just outside. Makes it a 2-2 count. Brings it even. First batter here of the bottom of the third inning. Wren's looking to start things off right. He gets good contact. Going over to the left side of the infield. And not quite able to make the play over at shortstop. Colton Nichols kind of ran up on it. And he almost got the throw off, but wasn't able to cleanly field it. And so that is going to be a leadoff infield single for Colby Wren. Tough play to make for Colton Nichols as he was trying to cross body there. Cunningham now looks down first base. That pitch is going to miss. It's going to go behind the backstop, and that's going to be a passed ball to advance the runner here. Watson Thew is not able to firmly catch that one. So the 1-0 count, that pitch is just high for ball number two. Makes it a 2-0 count to Mason Kempker. Kempker is set in the batter's box. Cunningham stares him down. He fires. That one is high for ball number three, or they will call that a strike. 2-1. Again, 3-0 for Eugene here in the bottom of the third. Runner on second base. That pitch is going to miss for ball number three. Now it's a 3-1 count. Kempker was able to pull a walk on a 3-1 count earlier in his first plate appearance up. Made it over to second base before the inning ended. He's looking to get on base again here. That pitch is swung on, sent backwards. Big hack from Kempker, but will just result in another strike there. So now a 3-2 count. He gets set. That pitch is going to be, again, fouled off into the backstop. So up comes the seventh pitch of the plate appearance. Mason Kempker trying to work up the pitch count of Cunningham, who's already at quite a few pitches in this game. Fatigue might be something that you start worrying about come the fourth, maybe fifth inning, but a swing and a miss there on a big swing from Kempker, and he will go down on strikes. So the first out here in the bottom of the third inning, and that's a big strikeout for Cunningham. His third strikeout of the game so far. All three swinging. Runner on second base gets a leadoff. That pitch swung on, sent over to second base. Not able to cleanly field it. And that is going to have all runners safe and advance. Tough play to make over at second base. An unfortunate error for Hallsville right there. That was Caden Thompson, second baseman. And the bunt attempt is going to be pulled back as you watch ball one, and taking second freely was Drew Hart. So here's the 1-0, and that's foul tipped and off the glove, but again, foul tipped, so dead ball. 1-1 count now to Garrett Wood, who stands at the plate. He grounded out to shortstop in his first plate appearance. Ended that first inning, hoping not to end this inning as well. A bunt attempt there. Oh, that's great. Going over to the pitcher's mound. Throw over to first base is in time, and no runner advances. Looked like a well-placed bunt, but it was down the third base line, which didn't allow the runner to go home. And that will just be a free out for Hallsville. They will definitely take that one. Big play to make. Nice job for Cunningham to run up on that one. And now two away here in the bottom of the third. The pitch, that one's high. A nice snag behind home plate from Watson Thews. He had to really extend to grab that one and make sure it wasn't a wild pitch. Potentially just saved a run right there. Now a 1-0 count to Colin Muller. That pitch swung on and missed. A smooth swing and a big swing, but was not on the ball. He got hit by pitch in his first plate appearance, so hasn't really had a full at-bat. And that pitch is going to be almost in the dirt. It was very low. 1-1 count, or becomes a 2-1 count. Now setting back up, throwing the pitch, and that one's going over to shortstop. Nichols fires over to first, and that is in time. That will end the inning. A nice play to make sure that no runs come across that inning, and the first shutout inning for the Indians as they end things there. No runs on one hit, one error, and two runners left on base. It's 3-0 Eugene at the end of three innings. We're going to hit a quick break, and when we come back, we've got more for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
At Centurion Cares, for more than three decades, their focus has been on exceeding customer expectations for contact center software solutions. Their innovative communication solutions include utility interactive voice response software that allows for smart communication features that let your utility deliver superior customer service 24/7. They also provide other streamlined services like automatic call distribution, automated customer callback, reporting, and quality assurance. To find out more about how Centurion Cares can help your business, call them at 727-421-5300 or look them up online at centurioncares.com. Centurion Cares, innovative communication solutions.
Well, hello and welcome back into more Hallsville baseball for you here on the Show Me Sports Network. I'm Austin Thomas, and it is 3-0 Eugene as Caden Thompson will step up to the plate for Hallsville, the second baseman today for the Indians. He's looking to provide some offensive help here. That pitch swung on, sent up the middle, a diving attempt, but it's into the outfield. And that'll be the first hit of the game for Hallsville, the second time through the order. And Caden Thompson finally gets the first base runner of the game, and the perfect game bid is over. For Grady Richard, still pitching phenomenally. Yeah, to be able to go through the order, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. He had six strikeouts. But Caden Thompson finally getting the better of him, and Hallsville is relieved to see that. Now at the plate, it's number 14, Tracy Mellaway. That pitch is in there for strike one. So the 0-1 to Mellaway. He goes home, but the pitch is way inside and fires right off the backstop. And good awareness on first base from Caden Thompson. And he takes over to second. I mean, that thing flung off the backwood to go over the head of the catcher and kind of landed like a bunt would to advance the runner over to second base. It looks like they're going to say that it hit him, so a hit by pitch there is... That will put Mellaway on first base. So no stolen base. Nothing like that. Is that pitch is on the low edge of the strike zone for strike number one. A great placed curveball from Richard, although he does have two runners on. Hallsville a lot more on him here as that pitch is in the dirt. It's off the plate. Now taking over to third base. The fire down. It's not in time, a close play over at third. Trying to throw him out over there was the catcher, Mason Kempker. But not quite quick enough to apply the tag. And it'll be a runner on second and third as both advance on that. Another ball in the dirt. It's 2-1 count. So runners on second, third, nobody away as Hallsville find themselves down three. Really a great start to the game so far as Colton Nichols is at the plate, but a great start for Grady Richard and facing his first trouble of the game. That pitch swung on, sent back up the middle, over to shortstop, firing home, and everyone's trying to run back, avoiding the pickle, in the pickle over at home base and the tag out. Caden Thompson is out, now taking over to second base, and now basically it's just the same result as a strikeout, but just different runners on the base paths. Runners on second and third now. Caden Thompson gets tagged out, but good awareness from really everyone on that play right there. Sometimes can be tough to know what to do in that case. So one away, runners on second and third. And stepping up to the plate, it's Braden Matheny. Matheny grounded out to the first baseman in his first plate appearance back in the second inning. He's looking to do a little more here. That pitch is a slow comer right over the plate for strike number one. A great pitch from Richard. Richard looking to dial it back in. He has six strikeouts in this game, but hasn't had one since the third inning and the second batter there, as that pitch is low. Hasn't really been able to find the strike zone as nearly as much as he was able to early on. And then again, it's going to be tough to kind of match what he was doing at the start of this game. That was some incredible pitching that we saw from him. Five strikeouts out of the first six batters. That pitch, a slow comer, a hanging curveball that gets fired foul down into left field over the fence. Hanging curveball, don't want to see that, but just not quite able to hold back enough on it was Matheny. Richard looks back at home. He's got a runner on second and third. Matheny looking to drive in the first runs of the game for Hallsville. It's 3-0. The pitch is low for ball number two and makes it a 2-2 count. A good take, smart take from Matheny. And the most important thing for him is to try and put this ball in play and allow the run to come from third home. Only one away here in the top of the fourth. The pitch is going to barely miss, as it'll load the count 3-2. So full count. It's 3-2 as the pitch barely missed. Runners on second and third. The pitch swung on, sent over to second base, and not able to be cleanly fielded, so going over to first base and getting the out there. But it will score a run, and Hallsville is on the board. Coming home to score was Tracy Mellaway, but an RBI for Braden Matheny, and cuts the deficit for Hallsville down to just two. So again, a key play there. Runner on third now is Colton Nichols. That pitch swung on and missed by Ethan Biddle. Biddle struck out in his first plate appearance. I'm going to be saying that a lot, because two-thirds of the lineup struck out on their first plate appearance. That pitch is going to miss for ball number one. Makes it a 1-1 count. But because of that, a lot of these guys are eager to make sure that they can do something this plate appearance coming around, and we've seen that a lot more aggressiveness here. So that pitch is going to miss just low. Brings it to a 2-1 count for Ethan Biddle. Grady Richard on the mound. He fires, and a curveball that got him on strike number two. I mean, it had Ethan Biddle ducking. He thought that was going to hit him. Instead, it goes right down there for strike number two. Great pitch from Richard. So the 2-2, two away. Swung on, sent down first baseline, but foul. So Biddle stays alive. Now the sixth pitch of the plate appearance coming up here, and really the first time that you've seen Hallsville starting to work the count at all. Done that a couple times here. Back-to-back plate appearances. That pitch swung on, sent over to third base, and over to first, and that will do it for the inning. But not before Hallsville is able to score. It is one run scored on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. At the end, or at the middle of the fourth inning, it's 3-1 Eugene. We're going to hit a quick break, and when we come back, we've got more Hallsville baseball for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
There's no better way to celebrate a special event or show someone just how important they are to you than gifting them something handcrafted from Country with a Heart. Handmade in mid-Missouri, Country with a Heart specializes in hand-built woodworking projects for every occasion. Their design collection includes children's furniture, doll furniture, household items, holiday decor, outdoor decorations, custom projects, and everything in between. To view their full inventory of projects, visit countrywithaheart.com and find them on Facebook by joining the Country with a Heart group page.
Well, hello, and welcome back in to more Hallsville baseball for you here on the Show Me Sports Network. I'm Austin Thomas, and, well, we're in the bottom of the fourth inning, and Eugene looking pretty good so far. It's a 3-1 lead for them, although Hallsville did score there in the top of the fourth inning thanks to an RBI from Braden Matheny and brought home the run of Tracy Mellaway. And key play for Hallsville. They're hoping to keep cutting into this lead. Landon Cunningham, in the last inning, was able to pitch to a shutout inning. He's hoping to do that again here. He returns to the mound. He's pitched this whole game so far. Looking to keep up the momentum that he was able to build last inning and maybe do even a little bit better. It'll be Chase Morrow to start the inning off for Eugene. So Morrow at the plate. He gets ready. Now Cunningham brings that leg high and sends it home, but it's high for ball number one. Makes it a 1-0 count. Morrow grounded out straight to first base, his first plate appearance, as he takes the first two pitches, both for balls. Definitely working the count a little bit more here. Back in the second inning, he took one pitch for a strike and then swung it and ended up grounding out. That pitch, a slow comer right there, crossed the numbers for strike number one. Makes it a 2-1 count to Morrow. Cunningham starting to get up there a little bit in the pitch count now. This is the bottom of the order. Chase Morrow, the ninth batter. He's sitting in that nine hole for Eugene as that pitch is going to miss for ball number three. Makes it a 3-1 count. And once you get through the lineup twice, I mean, that's when, you know, pitchers' arms can really start to get tired, especially when, you know, a majority of the guys have been taking him four or five pitches on the plate appearances. And that pitch is going to be missing for ball number four. Another walk for Landon Cunningham, and Chase Morrow glad to get on base there. Leadoff walk for the Eagles, and it brings up the top of the order in Sam Schulte, who singled in his first plate appearance and then struck out back in the second inning. So he's 1-for-2 on the game today, and he's looking to get back on the base paths, or maybe more importantly, advance the runner and build back up that three-run lead somehow. Pickoff attempt over at first base to kind of keep Morrow on the bag. No out. Looking back over at first base. Now getting set on the mound. He fires. Taking second base, and Watson Thews is just going to hold it. Not enough time to throw down. A great stolen base. Good jump from Chase Morrow, as he's now in scoring position thanks to the swiped bag. So a single would likely send him home. An outfield single. Probably not an infield single. You never know, though. That pitch high for ball number one. Or, sorry, ball number two. Makes it a 2-0 count to Schulte. Following him up will be Ryan Lepper, who's gotten on base both of his plate appearances. So you don't want to see him up next. That's going to be a worry for him, especially if he can't retire Schulte here. It's a 3-0 count. Cunningham walked three back in the first inning. In the second inning, he hit one batter with a pitch. Third inning was pretty clean when it comes to giving up free bases. That pitch is in there for strike number one, brings it to a 3-1 count. But he's already walked one in this inning, doesn't want to walk another. Giving up those free passes are one of the biggest things that result in runs. So here's the 3-1 count. Looking back at second base, he fires. That pitch is going to miss. It's off the glove, but not taking over to third base. And instead, staying on second was Morrow. So now runners on first and second. And coach for Hallsville will step out to the mound to have a talk with Cunningham. And this will be a little bit of a break for everyone. And a good spot for this break, especially whenever you're looking at things. Because, the control is... It really dipped this inning compared to last inning. It seemed like he was gaining some momentum back in the third inning. Kind of struggled out the gate, but was able to slowly find his groove and just hasn't quite been able to keep up that momentum that he was able to build up to in the third inning. And now the mound visit over. They will keep Cunningham in the game, just to clarify. Just making sure that they can calm him down, make sure that he's ready to go. And it brings up Ryan Lepper to the plate, runner on first and second. Lepper, as I mentioned earlier, he's 1-for-1 on the game. A quick leadoff steal, strike number one, though, and a double steal on that one as both Schulte and Morrow advance. So now runners on second and third for Leper. He walked in his first plate appearance, then singled in his next one. That's a swing and a miss, and he's down 0-2 in the count. He came around to score in the first inning, but in the second inning was stranded on third base. But he's stolen three bags already. So he's a dangerous base runner as well. That pitch swung on, sent back into the fencing. And it will remain an 0-2 count. So he stays alive there. Again, has been pretty dangerous this game. He's hoping to kind of keep his momentum rolling. So here comes the 0-2 pitch. That one is way high for ball number one. First miss of this plate appearance to Leper. Definitely seems like that mound visit was good to calm him down, but doesn't want to lose that. Here's the 1-2. That pitch also high, back-to-back high pitches, and it's off the backstop, but cleanly fielded by Watson Fuse on after it rolled back to him. So no run advances home. And instead it remains 2-2 count. Again, it's a 3-1 ball game here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Eugene leads. They're looking to add on to that lead. Pitch is low and brings the count 3-2. After three straight strikes to start this plate appearance, he's thrown three straight balls here. So what are we going to get here? That's the question. He gets set. He throws it. That one swung on. Sent over to third base. Going home with the throw. It's not in time, and all runners are safe. Well, that's going to be an advance to first on the fielder's choice. And a run scores, so it's 4-1. Eugene and Ballsville will make the call to the pen, as Landon Cunningham will come out of the game. So we'll hit a quick break here, and when we come back, we've got more for you. The remainder of this top of the fourth inning, or bottom of the fourth inning, I should say, comes up next for you here on the Show Me Sports Network after this.
The following public service announcement is brought to you by the Eddie Goodell Society, Jefferson City Chapter 10, doing little things to make a big difference.
Want to make a big difference in your community? Be kind to others. Drive safely and put litter in its proper place.
Join us in celebrating Eddie Goodell's historic Major League appearance as a member of the St. Louis Browns by doing something nice for someone today.
Take a walk, Eddie!
Since 2018, Han Custom Laser Engraving LLC has been specializing in all things custom, using large format, high powered lasers with some of the most advanced technologies on the market. Anything can become a canvas. The state of the art system makes quick work of custom engraving on cups, glass, tile, wood, acrylic, metal, headstones with endless possibilities. They also offer custom one of a kind signs that are sure to make your design stand out. Find them on Facebook at Han Custom Laser Engraving or call 573-489-8732 to find out more. Han Custom Laser Engraving LLC, a veteran-owned business.
At Hallsville School District, our educators do more than just teach. Lives are being shaped for the future before they even enter a classroom. For students to succeed, it takes an entire district-wide team. Join Hallsville School District's team today, now offering competitive salaries and benefits for all positions. Visit Hallsville.org and click on the employment link under our district tab.
Attention Indians fans, here's your chance to help the student athletes of Hallsville by becoming a member of the Hallsville Athletic Boosters. Your gifts help provide all Hallsville athletes with a safe and positive experience while attending our school district, and also help purchase items that our sports team couldn't otherwise afford. You can join the Hallsville Athletic Boosters this season for as little as $25. Membership is open to everyone. Interested in joining? Look them up on Facebook by searching Hallsville Athletic Boosters or email them at hallsvilleathleticboosters@gmail.com. Let's go Indians!
Last Sentinel Firearms is your federally licensed and registered Type 7 FFL manufacturer dealer in Missouri, providing quality products to all types of sports enthusiasts, law enforcement, and individuals across the nation. Orders are currently being fulfilled, offering custom-built pistols and rifles from the AR platform made right here in Missouri. Visit their website at lastsentinelfirearms.com or call them at 417-684-7202 to find out what they've got for you. Last Sentinel Firearms, you are your last line of defense.
Hi, I'm retired Army Sergeant Trent Dirks, and I want to tell you about an organization that saved and changed my life forever. Retrieving Freedom provides highly trained service dogs to veterans with disabilities and children with autism absolutely free of charge, thanks to the generous donations and support from people just like you. Experts from Retrieving Freedom help throughout the entire process, from fostering programs through service dog placement. Retrieving Freedom gave me the skilled service dog Tracer, who has been my best friend and my lifeline. To find out more about how you can get involved, volunteer, foster, or to donate, visit their website, RetrievingFreedom.org. Retrieving Freedom, changing lives through the training and placement of service dogs for veterans with disabilities and children with autism.
Well, hello and welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Hallsville Baseball. I'm Austin Thomas. As we return here, it is the bottom of the fourth inning, and Eugene just extended their lead 4-1, and a pitching change will occur as Landon Cunningham checks out of off the mound, and Braden Matheny comes to pitch. So Matheny now on the mound, one of the most often used relievers for this team. He's looking to kind of switch up the way that things have been going. And to start things off, he gets to face Cole Bradley. It's kind of a fielder's choice from Ryan Lepper. And scored the run as that pitch is way low and bounces high off the backstop. Taking over to second base was Lepper on the wild pitch. But staying over at third base was Sam Schulte. That pitch swung on, sent over to second base, cleanly fielded, going over to first for the first out of the inning, but a run does come across as Sam Schulte scores his second of the game. Cole Bradley will be retired, so that is the first out of the inning. Here comes the pitch. High pitch that swung on and missed. Kind of tried to half swing at that one. Tried to check it back up. Colby Wren at the plate. Got a runner on third base. That's Ryan Lepper, who advanced on Cole Bradley's ground out. So here's the 0-1. That pitch is outside for ball number one. Evens it up 1-1. And Wren singled on his last plate appearance. A nice little hit there, and then advanced over to second base, but didn't make it any further. So that pitch swung on well, hit over to the right side of the infield and into the outfield. That's going to bring home one, and Wren's got his second hit of the game. A nice swing from Colby Wren, and he extends this lead to 6-1 for Eugene, who's really finding the groove here. Braden Matheny was hoping to get a little bit of a better start here, but unfortunately for him, has not been able to do so. As again, that's the third run of the inning that comes across to score. Pickoff attempt over at first base. Nice snag from Will Ewens to save an error. That pitch swung on, sent over into left field as the single goes on through the defenders. And that's back-to-back singles for the Eagles as Mason Kempker is able to advance over to first base. So now runners on first and second as Wren moved on over. And a lot of hits so far off of Matheny. Eugene's seeing the ball really well. The pitch is in there for strike number one. right on that inside edge. Drew Hart at the plate. He's looking to keep the hit streak alive for Eugene as he puts out a bunt attempt, but it's bounced high and backwards. So now the count 0-2 against Drew Hart. Again, Braden Matheny on the mound. So here's the 0-2. The pitch swung on and missed. That's strike number three. First strikeout of the game for Braden Matheny. Gets him down on a swing. And the runners will stay at first and second. That's two away now in the bottom of the fourth. Also glad they can finally get that as a pinch runner will come on here. And that is Chase Kempker, who comes onto the field for Mason Kempker. That pitch is going to be just missing for ball number one. Switch out as that was the courtesy runner because Mason Kempker, the catcher. That pitch swung on and a line drive right over to Will Ewens at first base. And that will do it. A line out. Tough play there. And that will finally end the inning. At the end of that one, it is three runs scored on two hits. There was no errors. And there were two runners left on base. Well, at the end of four innings, it is 6-1. Eugene leads. They have been very good in this one. But Hallsville still got a little bit of time left. We'll see what they can do. That'll be coming up for you at the top of the fifth inning after this on the Show Me Sports Network.
Creating custom, handcrafted woodworking projects has never been easier. Become a member of Sawdust Studios and enjoy 24/7 access to a woodworker's paradise. Outfit with industry-leading professional-grade tools, Sawdust Studios offers endless woodworking possibilities. Don't have woodworking experience? No problem, as Sawdust Studios offers affordable classes from a community of woodworkers, experienced designers, and master craftsmen. Youth classes are also offered for those junior woodworkers. For more information, search Sawdust Studios on Facebook or find them online at sawdust247.com. Sawdust Studios, your community woodshop.
Well, hello and welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Hallsville baseball. I'm Austin Thomas, and we are here in the top of the fifth inning. Hallsville's got their work cut out for them. As stepping up to the plate to lead things off, it's Jake Crane. Crane struck out swinging in his first plate appearance. It's only his second at bat. So we're in the fifth inning, and that pitch fouled off for strike number one. Crane looking to get a little more offense going. Hallsville scored their first run of the game back in the fourth inning, but then allowed three runs in the bottom. That pitch swung on, sent back, and it's through the legs of the pitcher, but the shortstop runs up on it and makes the throw over to first base. A nice play over there by Ryan Lepper. Now Landon Cunningham stepping up to the plate. Swung on and fouled out of play. Kind of on that first base side. He had a really good play over there at shortstop. You don't really see that go, you know, through the legs. Now back over to shortstop, throwing over to first base, and Leppard's got him again. Back-to-back play is going right to Lepper as Cunningham grounds out. So that's two away really quickly on just a couple of pitches as Grady Richard will check back on the mound. He's been great this game and having a little bit of a mound visit, and he will step out of the game here. So a pitching change will happen here after a phenomenal appearance from him. Couldn't really ask for too much more. He went 4 2/3 innings, allowed just one run, and allowed just one hit as well. You're not going to get too much better than that. Could not ask for much more, and the one run was earned. It was an RBI from Braden Matheny. But really just a great game. He did not walk anyone on balls, but did hit one batter. And talking about the strikeouts, he ended up with 6 strikeouts. All of them in the first 3 innings, though, did not have a strikeout there near the end of them. The Hallsville batters were starting to be able to kind of figure that out. He did have one wild pitch, though, and faced a total of 16 batters through that game. So that's the final stat line for you for Grady Richard as he checks out of the game. Again, a very good performance from him, as we will hit a quick break and come back with you as the next pitcher warms up for Eugene. We'll be right back on the Show Me Sports Network.
We need you.
We need you.
We need you.
We need you now more than ever.
The Southern Boone School District is hiring part-time bus drivers for round athletics and activities with no experience necessary. Our drivers enjoy flexible work hours, paid on-site CDL training, and paid time off, all while helping our community. The position offers competitive pay. Go visit sbschools.us/employment.
We need you!
At Southern Boone School District, our educators do more than just teach. Lives are being shaped for the future before they even enter a classroom. For students to succeed, it takes an entire district-wide team. Our students need you. Join Southern Boone School District's team today, now offering competitive salaries and benefits for all positions. Visit ashland.k12.mo.us and click on the Employment tab.
We are entrepreneurs, doctors, vets, and storytellers. We're business leaders, educators, and performers. We are scientists, nurses, and trendsetters. We break the mold and get it done. We are visionary, world-changing magic makers. We are Stevens College. Be yourself. Be good at it. For more information, visit stevens.edu.
Well, hello and welcome back into Hallsville Baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network. I'm Austin Thomas, and at the plate now, it's Jace Watson-Fuse after the pitching change. And the pitch here is going to be swung on and missed.
Here with the Show Me Sports.
It'll be strike number one. So now an 0-1 count. Firing and another swing and a miss, and that'll be strike number two. Really good start to the outing here is it's Chase Richard on the mound. Richard, the little brother of Grady Richard. So that pitch is low and in the dirt. Brings it to a 3-1 count. Looking to kind of keep it going as that pitch is going to be fouled off there. Makes it a 3-2 count to Watson-Fuse. Watson-Fuse looking to keep the inning alive and not go down 1-2-3 like those first three innings. That pitch swung on, fouled off first base side and well over the top of a building. Now the seventh pitch of the plate appearance up here for Watson-Fuse. Good job from him as that pitch swung on and fouled off. Straight off the plate. So the eighth pitch of the plate appearance upcoming. Lots of pitches out the gate for Chase Richard, who relieved, again, Grady Richard, who had a phenomenal game. Swung on and missed, but it's back to the backstop. He's running over to first base. The throw is right over the helmet of Watson-Fuse. I thought that might have hit him, but it did not. And that will be out on the throw. A strikeout to end the inning, and that will do it. So, in that inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. It was 1-2-3 with a pitching change. We will hit a quick break here, though, and when we come back, we've got the bottom of the fifth inning for you. Eugene steps back up to the plate looking to build on their 5-run lead. We'll be right back after this.
In today's world, injury prevention is at the top of everyone's list. However, heat-related occurrences get routinely overlooked. Zealous WBGT puts that front and center. By using cutting-edge formulas and technology, Zealous WBGT streamlines and simplifies obtaining and documenting wet bulb globe temperature readings. With a simple touch of a button, you can check WBGT anywhere in the world, receiving alerts when the WBGT goes over the threshold you select. Join the stress-free way to protect student-athletes, employees, and overall operations from extreme heat by downloading the free Zealous WBGT app today. Save time, save money, save lives with Zealous WBGT.
Well, hello and welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Hallsville baseball. I'm Austin Thomas, and it is a 6-1 Eugene lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and it will be Colin Muller to lead things off for the Eagles as he will take on Braden Matheny. Matheny relieved Landon Cunningham last inning after he allowed the first three runners to reach base, although it was a fielder's choice that everyone ended up reaching safely on for that third plate appearance was Ryan Lepper, made it on the bags, and Braden Matheny took a little bit to finally get adjusted, but ended the inning with back-to-back outs. Pretty huge strikeout against Drew Hart to keep the runners on first and second. And then was able to make Garrett Wood line out over to first base to end it. So he's looking to have more of the way that he finished that inning than the way that he started it, as allowed back-to-back RBIs. Allowed an RBI before allowing back-to-back singles to make it a 6-1 game. So, again, as I mentioned, he's hoping to do a little bit better as the team comes onto the mound and checks with him as they break off into their positions. Muller is back in the batter's box and taking his glove off, kind of rubbing the ball real quick. And now Matheny is set on the mound. Puts the ball on his glove. He stares straight ahead. Kicks that leg back. He brings it up. He fires, and that is a swing and a miss for strike number one. That's the way he wanted to start the inning. Colin Muller, in his first plate appearance, he got hit by a pitch back in the second inning. Then in the third inning, he came up and grounded out over to shortstop. That pitch is low for ball number one. Makes it a 1-1 count. So you're seeing him. He's got an 0-for-1 day, but a 500 on-base percentage, you'll take that. Looking to improve upon that here. The pitch swung on, fouled sharply out of play, and makes it a 1-2 count. Again, a 1-2 count here. Braden Matheny definitely been finding his control a lot more. You can see the confidence start to gain after he got that first strikeout against Drew Hart. He's definitely been a little more locked in recently. He pitches, and that one is a curveball that missed pretty badly over the head of Muller, and that will be the second ball. Here's the pitch, and that one is just low for ball number three, and now the count is full. Way to fight back from Muller. And here's the 3-2, and it's fouled straight back. So it will stay there, and the seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up from Muller. First time that any of these batters have really worked Matheny since he checked into the game back in the fourth. Nobody's taken more than a few pitches, it seems like. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. That's strike number three. And he'll sit down, Colin Muller, for the first out of the bottom of the fifth. key strikeout there for Braden Matheny, his second strikeout of the game. He's retired the last three batters he's faced as the bunt attempt is knocked straight foul backwards. Or well, the runner had gone over to first base and it seemed like they might not have called it foul. It had bounced straight back and went off the chest plate of Watson Theus, and it seemed kind of like it had kind of just gone straight forward because it had bounced so quickly off of his chest right there. So it will just go down as a strike there. And Chase Morrow gets a hold of one, sends that one over into right field, but right there running up on it and making the catch in right field was Caden Thompson. Caden Thompson moved over into right field. He was playing second base earlier in the game, but now it's Tracy Mellaway as Colton Nichols is at shortstop still. That pitch swung on and fouled over the backstop. Sam Schulte at the plate. So two away here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 6-1 for Eugene. They haven't had a base runner this inning. Schulte's looking to change that. First pitch is going to miss low. Makes it 1-0. Schulte, he singled in the first inning. His first plate appearance, he led off with a nice single and then came around to score. But his second plate appearance, he struck out swinging. And then the last plate appearance, he got a walk. So he's reached base twice in this game. But the, you know, hits to at-bats is going to say 1-2. Here's the pitch. It's well hit over into center field, running up on it and making the catch, running over from right field into right center. And catching it again is Caden Thompson, and that will do it for the inning. So at the end of that one, the first 1-2-3 inning for Hallsville, they're very glad to get that. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and it remains 6-1 Eugene at the end of five. We're going to hit a quick break here. When we come back, we've got more action for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Since 1951, Renz Automotive has been the leader in complete automotive and tire services, proudly serving the Ashland community and southern Boone County area. Servicing all makes and models of vehicles, customer satisfaction is their top priority. If your vehicle leaves you stranded, no need to worry, as Renz Automotive offers 24-hour towing services. To schedule an appointment, call 573-657-4614 or stop by and see Terry, Peggy, Derek, and the crew at 124 East Broadway in Ashland. Renz Automotive, your full-service automotive repair shop for over 70 years.
Well, hello and welcome back into the game. I'm Austin Thomas on the call. You're listening to the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Hallsville baseball. And it is currently 6-1. Eugene leads. Here is we are in the Eugene quad. Every team will play each other one time. There were two games yesterday. Hallsville lost their game yesterday, but so did Eugene as that pitch swung on and sent over the fence. Here's the 0-1. It is going to miss low, so evens the count 1-1. That pitch is going to just miss low, as on the mound it's Chase Richard. That pitch is in there, though, for strike number two. So a 2-2 count. That pitch is, again, just missing low. A tough take from Will Ewens at the plate. Brings the count 2-2. Here's the pitch. It's swung on, sent into right field, and it will drop for a single. And a great plate appearance from Will Ewens there. And again, a great plate appearance there, as it will bring up the top of the order, Caden Thompson now at the plate. So a leadoff single for Hallsville. Ewens on first, and the first pitch is taken for strike number one against Thompson. Here's the pitch. It is, ooh, a tough swing there. Kind of got him caught up on the swing, and it makes it 0-2. I think that was fouled off. Looked like it was, and again, just kind of, you know, he brought the bat in, kind of choked it up against his chest, and kind of came around mostly with his body more so than his hands, as the 0-2 count is going to miss on an outside pitch. Brings it 1-2. Here's the pitch. That one high for ball two. And again, Hallsville now working the count back-to-back pitches. Back-to-back plate appearance, I should say. So here's the pitch. It's swung on and sent foul down the first base side. So a way to stay alive for Caden Thompson. Chase Richard on the mound. He eyes down Mason Kempker, his catcher, and a swing and a miss on the high pitch. The pickoff attempt back at first base, but not able to be cleanly fielded by Wren. Colby Wren, the first baseman. And now it'll bring up Tracy Mellaway. Another pickoff attempt, this time from the pitcher. So no pitch there, and remains no 0-0 count. Tracy Mellaway stepping up. He swings and misses at the pitch. It's a little low, but that'll be strike number one. Mellaway's third plate appearance of the game right here. Last time up, he got hit by a pitch after striking out in his first one. A swing and a miss there. He's quickly down 0-2 in the count. Not looking to strike out like he did on his first plate appearance, though. Richard fires. Oh, a nice curveball there. Got Tracy Mellaway half swinging, and he is going back to the dugout a little disappointed, as that will be the second strikeout of the inning for Chase Richard, who's really started to find his groove. Two away in the top of the sixth inning. It's a 6-1 ball game. Here's the pitch. That one's low. Now another pickoff attempt to first base from the catcher. And no good. Again, it's so close, though. Will Ewens being able to get back into there. He's having some good dive backs, but it is a little risky. Shown that he will throw back over to first base, the catcher Mason Kempker. Now a 2-0 count as he misses the second pitch. Colton Nichols at the plate. 2-0 count, two away here in the top of the sixth inning. Now a 3-0 count. It's 6-1 Eugene. Colton Nichols, he struck out swinging in his first plate appearance back in the first inning, and he's going to take that one for ball number four. It was high on a 4-0 walk. You haven't seen any of those this game until that point, and it's going to move Will Ewens over to second base. So now two runners on, but two away, so it's going to be all up to what can Braden Matheny do here. One of the biggest plate appearances that Hallsville's had this game. Matheny has grounded out both of his plate appearances, although did get an RBI his last plate appearance on that ground out. A nice curveball that drops in there right on that lower edge of the strike zone for strike number one. But yeah, he worked the count really well his last plate appearance. Made it a full count, and then ended up grounding out, but did send the runner home. That pitch swung on, sent up the middle, it's going to drop, that's a single, running around second. Will Ewens is going to head home. The throw from center field, it's cut off, but not going to go home with the throw, just to make sure that the runner stays on second base, and that will be an RBI single for Braden Matheny, which cuts the lead down to four now. Well, Hallsville finding some life right now. And thanks to Braden Matheny's second RBI of the game, he has been he's sent in both runs of this game so far. Big game for Matheny, hoping to have the rest of the team kind of catch on. As at the plate now, it's Ethan Biddle stepping off the rubber and looking back to second base to make sure Colton Nichols doesn't get too far off the bag. Biddle struck out, then grounded out to third base. Now the pickoff attempt at first, he got him! A nice throw from the catcher back there, and Mason Kempker finally got the pickoff attempt, or, well, hold on 1 second. The umpires initially called him out, but now they're having a discussion here, and looks like they might be discussing if the first baseman was in the way of his dive. It looks like that's what they're saying. They're going to call him safe. No, they will not. They will call him out. They called him out. The umpires motioned that he was safe, but I believe that was just to say, like, no, we're keeping the call where it's at when he was talking with the other coach. So that was a nice pickoff throw from back at the catcher spot. You do not see that very often. A really good throw over there, but it will end the inning as that was three outs. A tough way to end it as Braden Matheny gets picked off by the catcher over at first base. And at the end of that one, it's one run scored on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. It's 6-2, Eugene. They'll step back up to the plate here in the bottom of the sixth. We're going to hit a quick break, though, and when we come back, we've got that action for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Seeking to express your unique style? How about healthier, clear skin? Look no further than Mary Kay. For more than 60 years, Mary Kay has been offering a wide range of high-quality makeup and skincare products that empower you to shine and stand out in any setting. From luscious lipsticks to vibrant eyeshadows, flawless foundations to glowing highlights, moisturizing serum to blemish and acne regimens, Mary Kay's got you covered. If you don't have a Mary Kay beauty consultant, then I've got you covered. To get your best skin, call me, Cassandra Gasway, today at 417-684-2667 or visit online at marykay.com/CassandraGasway.
Well, hello and welcome back to Hallsville's baseball coverage here on the Show Me Sports Network. I'm Austin Thomas, and it is a 6-2 Hallsville lead, or sorry, Eugene lead, apologies there. It's a 6-2 Eugene lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Braden Matheny returns to the mound for action here. He checked in with no outs in the fourth inning, so he's got two innings pitched, allowed a couple of inherited runs back in the fourth. However, did not allow any of his own. And now stepping up to the plate, it is going to be Ryan Lepper. A guy that has reached base all three times that he stepped to the plate. Now, his first plate appearance, he walked. His second plate appearance, he got a nice single. Both of them, or the single was an RBI. And then his third plate appearance, he ended up having that fielder's choice where it was hit over to second base. And Caden Thompson decided to try and get the out at home. Unfortunately, was not able to get him out. So everyone ended up being safe on that play. But it is going down as a fielder's choice. And that pitch landed a few feet in front of home plate there. It must have been a poor release from Braden Matheny. So it brings the count 1-0 to Ryan Lepper. Lepper, the shortstop for the game today. That pitch is going to miss as well, just inside for ball number two. Now, that one was very near the strike zone compared to the last one. So a 2-0 kick out now. Again, the 6-2 lead here in the bottom of the sixth for Eugene. They're just looking to add some more insurance. How much can you get is the question. Another ball there brings it to a 3-0 count. Braden Matheny had a nice 1-2-3 inning back in the fifth. And that pitch in there for strike number one, he's trying to not allow a base runner. He's retired his last five batters faced. So really not trying to break the streak here. The 3-1, that one's inside for ball number four. And taking over to first base, it is Ryan Lepper on his second walk of the game. He has been great at the plate today. And Cole Bradley will step up. Cole Bradley, he grounded out back in the first inning. In the second inning, he had a full count strikeout swinging, tried to stay alive, wasn't able to make contact. And then back in the fourth inning, he had an RBI ground out over to second base. First pitch is not actually going to be a pitch. It's a pickoff attempt over to first base. Won't be in time, and just trying to keep Lepper on the bag. He ended up stealing three bases between the first two innings, but in the fourth inning, he swiped second on a wild pitch and then advanced on a couple contact. That pitch is going to be way inside. It appeared to me like it actually went behind Cole Bradley on the pitch, but I might be seeing things. Here's the pitch. That one swung on and popped up, but foul and out of play. Some nice awnings to cover the bleachers behind home plate. So now the 1-1 count to Cole Bradley. A pickoff attempt again over to first base just to keep Lepper on that bag. Do not want him taken off again, especially with no outs here in the sixth inning. Trying to keep him back as much as possible. He's taken off, but that one's going to be swung on, popped up, sent over into center field, under it to make the catch and throw back in. He's going to stay on first base. It's not in time for him to move, and that will result in the first out of the inning. A great pitch. That's exactly what he wanted to happen. Induced some poor contact there and flies out to center field. Now Colby Wren steps up. Again, the runner on first base. Lepper did not advance. He's getting his lead off and he steps off the rubber to kind of look him down. But Matheny does not throw over to first. Pitch swung on, sent into center field, running up on it. Now stopping and making the catch a little in front of him. Slightly misjudged where that ball was going to go, but he still makes the catch anyway out in center field. And that's back-to-back catches by the center fielder for Hallsville. So two away here in the sixth inning, and Braden Matheny been pretty strong here after a little bit of a struggle to start the game. He fires over to first base on another pickoff attempt. Again, trying to make sure Lepper doesn't take off, although with two outs here, maybe should just be focused on the batter, Mason Kempker, at the plate. He walked his first plate appearance, took a seven-pitch plate appearance before striking out. Now that pitch is outside, and it's going to be too far away from the plate to make a throw down to second, and Lepper is going to be able to steal the bag. His fourth stolen base of the game. Great performance so far from him on the base paths. So a 1-0 count to Kempker. That one sent over to the shortstop, making the long throw over to first. He's got him. And that will do it for the inning. A nice defensive play there just to finish things off. And it was three in-play balls that ended up being outs for Eugene. At the end of that one, it's zero runs, zero hits, zero errors, and one runner left on base thanks to the walk. It is 6-2 Eugene entering the final inning of play here from Eugene. It's, again, 6-2. We'll see the top of the seventh coming up next here on the Show Me Sports Network. Don't go anywhere. The final inning of action comes up next.
Running out of some of your favorite Avon products and haven't seen an Avon brochure in quite some time? No need to worry. Avon Independent Sales Representative Michelle Carty can help with your Skin So Soft makeup, jewelry, fragrance, and skincare needs. Avon now carries cleaning supplies, clothing, daily essentials, and several small LG electronic items. You now have the opportunity to shop online 24/7 and have your order shipped directly to your front door by shopping with Michelle at mcarty.avonrepresentative.com. Or find her on Facebook by searching Avon Carty.
Well, hello and welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Hallsville baseball. I'm Austin Thomas on the call today, and it's a 6-2 Eugene lead here in the top of the seventh. Hallsville's last chance coming up here, and it will start off with Ethan Biddle, who returns to the plate after being in the batter's box at the end of last inning. It was a pickoff attempt that actually ended up working from the catcher back there to pick off Braden Matheny. A great throw from Mason Kempker. He did it twice before that on the previous runner, and then Braden Matheny on his first time at first base, he gets picked off. Well, Chase Richard back on the mound here. He misses his first pitch for ball number one, makes it a 1-0 count to Biddle. That pitch is also going to miss. That one's low for ball number two, makes it a 2-0 count to Biddle. Trying to lead off right with a base runner for Hallsville. That pitch is going to miss low and inside for ball number three. Quickly 3-0, and not the way that Chase Richard wanted to start things off. Hoping to get more to his control ball, as that one is also going to miss, and a 4-0 walk. And Ethan Biddle does lead things off getting on base, but a lot of work is going to have to happen in order for Hallsville to be able to come back in this one. They are down four runs, and they only have three outs to work with. And Jake Crane stepping up to the plate. He's in the six hole for the game today. Crane's going to swing at a high fastball. That high cheese coming in there, and he really wants to make contact with that one, but maybe not the right pitch to swing at. It's an 0-1 count. Looking back over at first base, Ethan Biddle is over on there. No throw, and the pitch is going to be just missing for ball number one. Couldn't really tell. Was right on that edge, but the home plate umpire calls that one a ball. So a 1-1 count. A swing and a miss from Jake Crane. A heavy swing right there. And brings it to a 1-2 count. He struck out in his first plate appearance and then ended up grounding out to shortstop back in his last plate appearance. It was one that went right between the legs of the pitcher, but was fielded by the shortstop, and this could be a double play ball. It's right back to the pitcher, over to second, and over to first base. That is a double play. That's exactly what Jake Crane did not want to do there, and that'll put two away here in the seventh inning. They have one out to go. It's 6-2, the Eugene lead here in the top of the seventh, and stepping up to the plate to see if he can stave it off. It's the starting pitcher for Hallsville. It's Landon Cunningham. Cunningham grounded out to shortstop both of his plate appearances, and that pitch is going to be fouled and goes back and hits the umpire as he goes to the ground, hoping he's all right. That did not look fun. Going to take a little bit of time here. That pitch just came off the bat wrong and went right back into the umpire, who's standing up on his feet now, which is a good sign, and it's definitely going to leave a bruise. And he's up and walking around, which is good. So good to see, and he calls a strike as he stands up. Again, Landon Cunningham at the plate. So it's now an 0-1 count. Looks like we're about ready to get back into play. Glad to see the umpire will be able to call the rest of this one. Just one more out for Eugene to get. It's a 1-1 count as that one misses low. That pitch is going to miss for ball number two, just outside. It's a 2-1 count now to Cunningham. That pitch also misses. It's low for ball number three. So after having an 0-1 lead in the count, it's all of a sudden 3-1 to Cunningham. Here's the 3-1. It's low for ball number four, and he will take over to first base. He had looked up at the scoreboard, which had still said 2-1 on the count, and he got a little confused there, but the umpires cleared up. That was indeed a walk. So Cunningham will get over to first base. That's actually the second base runner of the inning, but because of the double play of Jake Crane grounded into, it will still only be one runner on the base paths at the moment. Cunningham over at first base. He gets a leadoff at the plate now. It's the pinch hitter for Hallsville. That ball is going to miss inside for ball number one. And it's a pinch hitter in the game for Hallsville. It's Logan Cunningham. That pitch is high for ball number two. So taking the first two pitches. Here's the 2-0. It swung on and missed with a lot of speed on that one. He was firing that one fast. And that pitch also in there for a strike. It was caught looking. So here's the 2-2 count. Looking to finish things off. Hallsville down to their last strike. That pitch is high. A good take from Logan Cunningham. Smart right there. And it fills the count. It's 3-2, two away here in the top of the seventh inning. Runner on first base. Chase Richard fires. It's a foul ball. Out of play. Down the first base side. And again, 3-2 with two outs. You're going to be running as soon as the pitch is thrown, no matter what. Here, Landon Cunningham, who's over at first base. Logan Cunningham at the plate. Seventh pitch of the at-bat here. And that pitch is high for ball number four. A way to work the count. And that's the third walk of the inning from Chase Richard. And so a mound visit will be taken here. Again, just needs one out and has been pretty good ever since checking in, although has struggled a little bit with getting too many base runners on. Doesn't want to get anything too risky because the potential tying runner for Hallsville is on deck right now. Now, again, it still would take a lot, but say it's a walk here. All you need is a home run, and the game's tied. Again, that still is taking a lot. But you do want to be careful in this situation. You're not really too worried at the moment, but you want to be careful. You don't want to give up something that you should have in the bag right now. That pitch is in there for a strike. Oh, what a great way to start off the count for Richard. He's going up against Will Ewens, the first baseman. Swung on, sent over to third base. It's right at the third baseman who steps over on the bag, and that will do it. Well, the end of this game, and the final score is 6 for Eugene to just 2 for Hallsville. We're going to hit a quick break here, and when we come back, we've got the post-game report coming up, and then, of course, we will have the following game for you, Waynesville, coming up next here on the Show Me Sports Network. We'll be right back with the post-game report real quick after this.
At the Boone County Journal, we're with you all the way. We know that you're more than just a subscriber. You're an employer. You're a parent. You're a neighbor. Most importantly, you're a community member. It's our goal to provide you with the latest news, sports, opinions, obituaries, classifieds, and more to keep you informed about your community. To find out more about the Boone County Journal or to subscribe, call 573-657-2334 or visit bocojo.com. The Boone County Journal. We're with you all the way.
At Centurion Cares, for more than three decades, their focus has been on exceeding customer expectations for contact center software solutions. Their innovative communication solutions include utility interactive voice response software that allows for smart communication features that let your utility deliver superior customer service 24/7. They also provide other streaming services like automatic call distribution, automated customer callback, reporting, and quality assurance. To find out more about how Centurion Cares can help your business, call them at 727-421-5300 or look them up online at centurioncares.com. Centurion Cares, innovative communication solutions.
There's no better way to celebrate a special event or show someone just how important they are to you than gifting them something handcrafted from Country with a Heart. Handmade in mid-Missouri, Country with a Heart specializes in hand-built woodworking projects for every occasion. Their design collection includes children's furniture, doll furniture, household items, holiday decor, outdoor decorations, custom projects, and everything in between. To view their full inventory of projects, visit countrywithaheart.com and find them on Facebook by joining the Country with a Heart group page.
The following public service announcement is brought to you by the Eddie Goodell Society, Jefferson City Chapter 10, doing little things to make a big difference.
Want to make a big difference in your community? Be kind to others, drive safely, and put litter in its proper place.
Join us in celebrating Eddie Goodell's historic Major League appearance as a member of the St. Louis Browns by doing something nice for someone today.
Take a walk, Eddie!
Since 2018, Han Custom Laser Engraving LLC has been specializing in all things custom, using large format, high-powered lasers with some of the most advanced technologies on the market. Anything can become a canvas. The state-of-the-art system makes quick work of custom engraving on cups, glass, tile, wood, acrylic, metal, headstones with endless possibilities. They also offer custom one-of-a-kind signs that are sure to make your design stand out. Find them on Facebook at Han Custom Laser Engraving or call 573-489-8732 to find out more. On Custom Laser Engraving LLC, a veteran-owned business.
Well, hello and welcome back into the Hallsville postgame show. I'm Austin Thomas, and well, the final score of that one was 6-2. Eugene ended up winning it. A very good performance from the Eagles and an impressive showing from them all around. They had some great pitching, they had some great hitting, and it just all worked very well together. Now, the 6-2 score, that might look a little disappointing, but honestly could have been potentially worse. Looking back at the box score, you saw 8 runners left on base from the Eagles. A lot of times they had some runners back on second and third base, and Hallsville was able to get some clean outs there, but they struggled with allowing a lot of base runnings and a lot of walks as well, a big thing, a lot of free passes that they were giving up. In total, you saw Eugene score 6 runs with 5 hits and had 8 runners left on base. Hallsville had 1 error in that game. Not too bad, I'd say, even though the one error may be avoidable, but again, not too bad. You'll be all right with just one error. As for Hallsville's offensive side of things, they scored 2 runs, 3 hits, with 4 runners left on base, and Eugene did not have any errors through the game. Looking at Eugene's pitching staff, 4 2/3 innings from Grady Richard, and only 1 hit allowed with no walks, 1 hit batter though. Had 6 strikeouts and 1 earned run. 16 total batters faced. Pretty impressive stuff from him. Chase Richard, 2 1/3 innings, 1 earned run. Only 1 run in total. Allowed 2 hits, but did have 4 walks. Struck out 3, no hit batters, and faced 11 total batters. So pretty good stuff from their pitching staff. For Hallsville's side of things, it was 3 innings pitched for Landon Cunningham and 3 innings pitched for Braden Matheny. You look at Landon Cunningham's stats, and it's going to show that he had allowed all six runs, although he did check out of the game, and it was a couple of inherited runs that were allowed from Braden Matheny. He allowed two inherited runs, but they were put on the score sheet for Landon Cunningham. Overall, Braden Matheny did pretty well in relief. He walked one batter in the sixth inning. He had a 1-2-3 fifth inning, and when he checked in the fourth inning, he allowed an RBI ground out before back-to-back singles, but past that moment did not allow another hit in the game. He struck out a batter, then got a line out to first base, and overall ended up being a pretty impressive performance from Braden Matheny, but unfortunately not enough for Hallsville. And that's going to do it for our production of this game today. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. There will be another game for Hallsville later today. That game is at 1 o'clock if you're interested in tuning in. If you want to watch it on YouTube, make sure to tune in. We will have a separate broadcast for that. If you're looking forward to the next game, we'll also have a separate broadcast for that as well. So make sure to tune in on YouTube, hoping to get our online broadcast and start it up as soon as possible as well, if you want to listen to it. But that is going to do it from myself for today's game.
You've been listening to the biggest and absolute best game coverage in Mid-Missouri on the exclusive home for area high school baseball, the Show Me Sports Network. Blake Gasaway and the broadcast crew are the ones that know your team the best. Exclusive coverage of area high school baseball has been brought to you by Boone County Journal, Eddie Goodell Society, Pond Custom Laser Engraving, LLC, Last Sentinel Firearms, Retrieving Freedom, and Sawdust Studios. We hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Join us anytime on the web at showmesportsnetwork.com or find us on Facebook by searching the Show Me Sports Network. The Show Me Sports Network, your exclusive home for area high school baseball.
Serving fans throughout the Midwest and even more around the world, this is the Show Me Sports Network. The preceding was an exclusive broadcast property presentation of the Show Me Sports Network and was a high-fidelity all-digital broadcast. This broadcast is copyright by the Show Me Sports Network for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without the Show Me Sports Network's written consent is prohibited.